Check, check.
Hello, they know, they know. Hello, hello, they know, they know. Hello, hello, they know, they know.
Shout it low, I got flavor. Plus you know, the kid got a paper. Like 40, don't say wrong. Bank head, been pulling a caper. The way he dropped, would've thought I had a taser. Call me treat. Like a razor, shout it low, ATL, I'm the mayor. Freak, put my gear, be Taylor. Every day and then shout it, Mike Rock later. Me and that clip, I got acres. Yeah, no more nosy, nosy neighbor. Big up to all my haters.
Hello, good afternoon, and you are listening to DJ Cheeks here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Thank you for tuning in, and I just want to apologize for not being here with you guys last week. There was my show got bumped, and I will make up with that at the end of I'll have another show later on, and I'll announce it to you guys when I have that show. But I'm sorry about that. I had a lot planned for you guys, which I will cover today. So today's show is gonna be what I was gonna inform you guys on last week. But instead, it's gonna be this week. We have a lot to cover, and I'm so glad to be here with you guys. And once again, this is DJ Cheeks here on What's Shaking on radio.dominican.edu. Now, right away, let's jump into what is going on in the media. What do I want to inform you guys on? So this is from last week. So this is, I did my homework for you guys. I did my research. I got a lot of information. And so all the details I'm going to hit you with today is going to be a little bit of a 7 days late, but it's still accurate. It's still the best stuff out. There's no other place to go to get these details. These are straight sources from, and believe me, everything I'm giving you is right. It is correct. It is not, there's no false details. These are all straight facts. So right away, I'm going to discuss with you guys what's shaking in the basketball, in the NBA. Just last week, one of the legends, legend Kevin Garnett is retiring. He is retiring after 20 plus years in the NBA. He's decided it's his time to lace his sneakers up. And not only did he announce that, but Paul Pierce also announced this is his final season in the NBA. And this is just, it's just crazy. These are players that started playing when I was born, and they're just, well, not Kevin Garnett, but Paul Pierce started playing when I was born, and this is just, it's just amazing. Like, they put in so much to the NBA, and they were there when the NBA was not how it is today. Like, this is the Steph Curry era, and they were there when it was, you know, they played it with Converse, I believe. They really grew up with the NBA, and not just that. Speaking of Steph Curry in this era, Kevin Durant made a visit to San Quentin, and I wanted to talk to you guys about this just because it is amazing to see celebrities using their platforms to reach other people. Like, San Quentin is not only a huge penitentiary station, but it is known for being very dangerous. So I applaud Kevin Durant for visiting the men in there. Like, they've made choices in their life that led them to where they're at, but Kevin Durant is showing them there's still hope outside of what they can do if they get out. Because I read somewhere where most people in San Quentin are probably not gonna make it out alive or they're definitely not gonna be in the same state of mind. as they were before they went into there. Because San Quentin, as we know, is a huge state prison. It is actually right here next to Dominican, which is a little scary. But I really wanna make a visit over there, because I want to know what made these men do what they did. Like, I want to know what intrigued these people to, like, why are you in here? Like, what made you do what you did? And so going off of that, I told you guys on my during my last show that I will, speaking of San Quentin, there's somebody who should be there, but maybe that's a little extreme for me to say that. His name is Brock Turner, and I told you guys I would be going to his, where people of Santa Clara were meeting up to impeach the judge who made such a crazy ruling. So I went. I didn't drive, but I drove with people who, and we got there, and it was actually an amazing experience. I told you guys I would inform you guys of how it went. It went great. I am glad that I got the opportunity to be there. These women, because I am all about woman power. I'm a feminist. So when I went there, I went there with an open mind. Like, I didn't know what to expect. I went there thinking, you know, this could be, I didn't even know what I was going to myself. I was like, I want to know why this guy would make such a ruling. But he wasn't present there. These were mighty women who gathered to discuss why he should not be a judge anymore. And I got so much information that I'm going to share with you guys. First and foremost, did you know he was known, this judge was known for making crazy rulings. Like, he sentenced, just 3 weeks before he gave Brock Turner 3 months in jail, he sentenced a man to 3 years for a similar but less crime. This man who he sentenced pled guilty. He pled guilty or not guilty, but him and Brock Turner had similar cases, and this man still got a longer sentence than Brock Turner. And it's kind of like, okay, what was the difference? After doing further research, I found the difference was Brock Turner's an athlete, and the judge is known for favoring athletes. And which, me being an athlete myself, I kind of understand. Like, I don't want to say it's a bad thing. Like, I kind of understand where he's coming from, because another ruling where there's a football player who he had sentenced to, the same judge has sentenced this football player to just 1 year of probation for hitting his girlfriend and beating her up, which most people don't get. They usually get a major sentencing for actions like that. But he let this guy just 1 year probation, and he let him go to Hawaii and do his thing, which really upset a lot of people. And one of the ladies at the meeting said she was next door neighbors with Aaron Pesky. That's the lawyer's, the judge Pesky, that's his name. He was her next door neighbor, and she was just appalled. When she spoke, it really, like, touched me. Like, I was like, wow, like, this is crazy. Because there's people, and when you read the letter of the girl who spoke, the girl who was the victim of Brock Turner, when you read that letter, it's crazy. It just makes you feel some type of way. And so I'm not saying, going back to the San Quentin thing, I'm not saying Brock Turner should be in San Quentin, but what I am saying is his persona would be different if he was sentenced to San Quentin. That would be interesting. And I think that Brock Turner is probably feeling like, you know, like, he can get away with it, anybody can. And that's not right, because if he does commit another thing, it's not going to be easy. He's not going to spend 3 months and have ribs in jail. Let me not say any words that are, you know, not appropriate. But going back to the NBA and Kevin Garnett retiring, you guys, just any basketball player knows the greatness of Kevin Garnett. I want to read you guys what his statement was when he announced his retirement. It's just really crazy, and I'm going to read you off his history. But let's just say everyone wants him to coach. Everyone is pulling, Celtics, the Lakers, everyone wants him to coach now that he's retiring. He's been retired for a week now because, as I told you guys, this is my 7 days late show. He's a Hall of Famer. Let me just read you guys his bio. 21 years of experience in the NBA. A team that really, really wants him to coach is one of my favorite teams, the Clippers. I'm a big, big Clippers fan, and I don't hate other NBA teams. I just like the Clippers more than other NBA teams. Kevin Garnett played with the Timberwolves. I'm not even gonna lie, I wasn't like a fan of the Timberwolves. Like, I think I watched them once because I got free tickets to an NBA game, and once you get free tickets, you better go to the NBA game. So I went because of that, but I was never like a huge fan of the NBA, of the, not the NBA, I'm sorry, of the Timberwolves. So let me read you guys what Kevin Garnett said, how he retired. Because, you know, just another huge, huge retirement that just happened in the NBA was just Kobe. His final season was remarkable. That's something that my kids and kids of my kids will probably still talk about, just like Michael Jordan. Kobe's retirement was just as big as those. So this is an article from SB Nation. I'm going to read it to you guys. So this is how it went down. It's a video. I'm going to play it for you guys. And 1 second.
For it to be reality is just something else, man. Man. We're going to be all right, man. I don't expect this to be easy, but so far, so good. Stay tuned. I'm just thankful, man. I can't ever put that into words. I'm just thankful. I'm just thankful for everybody and the love. I never would have thought that people loved me like this, but for it to be reality is just something else, man.
That is how he said. He actually announced it on Instagram, which is how the word got out. And that is pretty remarkable, because that just shows how powerful social media is nowadays. He had one more year with Minnesota Timberwolves, which allowed him to make his decision. I'm reading this straight off an article right now. It says, Garnett will be remembered in basketball circles as one of the greatest and most influential players of his generation. As a teenager, he made the leap from Farragut Career Academy to the NBA in 1995, helping to jumpstart an era when elite high school players regularly skipped college. Garnett's success after being drafted by Timberwolves helped push that trend forward until the NBA implemented age restrictions. On the court, Garnett was nothing short of amazing in his prime. He coupled the length and sent. He was a big man, pretty much summarizing this for you. He was the big man. He played remarkably. Being that I played a 4 and a 5 right now, well, mostly the 5, he's one of the players who I wouldn't necessarily say I want to be like him, but I want to say he's one of the players who fives look up to. And so I think over 21 seasons with the Timberwolves, Boston Celtics, and Brooklyn Nets, Garnett made 15 All-Star games, 12 defensive teams, and 12 all NBA teams, which is really amazing. As I said, he is a legend in the NBA world, and he played in the NBA a year before Paul Pierce, and Paul Pierce, as I believe, signed in 96, but Paul Pierce signed in 96, and let me play you guys also Paul Pierce's little
film. Played a lot of years in this game. I've given this game all I've had all my life. And just like any difficult decision that you ever got to make in your life, I think you really got to be at peace with yourself to make a decision like this. I realize it, that it's time to move on from the game of basketball. It's the toughest decision I ever had to make in my life, but this is it, my final season. Man, the first time I ran through the NBA tunnel, oh man, it was just like chills. It was like.
All right, so yeah, that was, if you're just tuning in, this is radio.dominican.edu, and that was just Paul Pierce speaking on how he is departing ways from the NBA after this season. He's in his statement, he said, "This is it, my final season." And he said, "It's my time to move on from the game of basketball. Just like any difficult decision, I think you've got to be at peace with yourself. I'm at peace with retiring, but I've got one more ride left, one more season, one more opportunity." So my thing is, I'm not one to compare people and put this person versus this person, but I want to challenge Paul Pierce to have more than 60 points in his final game as an NBA player. But whether he does or whether he doesn't, he's still going to be as amazing. It's not going to change who he is. He was an amazing player. He still is. And I am hoping to catch one of his games, as he is a member of my favorite team right now, the Clippers. And if I can catch one of his games, I will. But I want to just also play for you guys what he said about the first time he came into the NBA and what it was like. So just listen.
I ran through the NBA tunnel. Oh man, it was just like chills. It was like, you know, the first moment was the draft where you like, you know, I arrived and it's just like, all right, you know, I'm drafted, I'm on a team, and you know, but it's nothing like that. That first time you run through the tunnel when you're out on that court and it's for real and it's and it count, that's when you really like say, man, I made it. I think I've had an illustrious career. I'm very satisfied with the work that I've been able to do over the past 18 years. And I realize that, you know, you can't play forever. You know, I realize this is a young man's game. And as I get older and not being able to be as efficient and do a lot of things I do, you know, the signs, you know, they're there. You know, you can't reach the goals that you.
All right. And that was Paul Pierce on how the NBA was for him and why he was deciding to retire. And now, staying on the topic of the NBA, I've just given you guys some retirements, and now this is another sad little, you know, Paul Pierce retiring is not sad. It's more like we should be happy for him as he's making the decision to part ways. He's given us all he has, and we should be happy for him. So on that note, I want to inform you guys about a Miami Heat player, Chris Bosh. Chris Bosh, his career as a Miami Heat player is over due to health risk. And it's really sad for me to give this story, just because it's never a happy topic to discuss somebody's career being over. Like, that is not something, that's not fun. That's not something anybody wants to do. But according to Miami Heat owner Pat Riley, he said Chris Bosh's career with the Heat is over because of blood clots that have sidelined the All-Star the past 2 weeks. He said they were working with him to return, but his career as a Miami Heat player is over. And other teams, I don't think, are looking to recruit him because of his health risk. Which, as a NBA player, as an NBA fan, I would say, you know what, another team recruit. But as an athlete, as a basketball player, I would say, you know what, this is time for you to pathways, Chris Bosh. You've given it your all. You can't die. Like, I know he probably will, like, say he could die for the game and stuff, but he's a father, he has a family, and he needs to put them first because he's given us all he has, and it's time for him to pathways. He's time for him to put himself before other people. And I think he should make the right decision and just part ways with the NBA. And okay, as you guys, I don't know if you guys noticed, but also one thing I wanted to tell you guys before I go on break in 4 minutes, I wanted you guys to know about the sad death of Shawty Lowe, who's an artist that he had a lot of hits. Like, you guys are gonna hear his songs in during my breaks. I'm gonna play his songs clean version because I've learned not to play not clean songs. Shawty Lowe was a D4L member, and he got into, you know, when this is one thing about driving, we have to be very careful. He got into an auto wreck, and it's just really sad. Which is why every time I feel like people should pray, and every time when we drive, practice safe driving. And it's just sad. I don't want to inform you guys of bad news. I want to hit you guys with good stuff. So that's why I try to advise you guys to make the best decisions. So going into break, I'm going to play Shawty Lowe's songs. And you guys might be like, oh, who's that? Who's that? When you hear this song, Laffy Taffy, coming up next, you're going to realize, oh, that's who he was. So stay tuned here on radio.dominican.edu. This is DJ Cheeks, and we'll be right back, so don't go anywhere.
I'm looking for Mrs. Bubblegum. I'm Mr. Chico Stick. I wanna da-da-da, oh, cause you so thick. Girls call me Jolly Rancher, oh, cause I stay so you can for a long time. Oh my God, girl, this ain't a dance floor. This a candy store, and I'm really geeked up, and I got more. I pop, I roll, it's off, I know it's the summertime, but your laughing taffy got me full. Oh, get loose, oh, get low, don't be shy, I'm playboy.
She can go when she get in my car, don't play no more. Start move low, little Marfay Bo. Hey, I already know. Let me see that laughing tap.
Shake that laughing tap.
Welcome back. This is DJ Cheeks here at radio.dominican.edu. Thank you for tuning in to find out what's shaking. Once again, I'm DJ Cheeks, and if you're just tuning in, thank you for tuning in. We are discussing what I was going to inform you guys on last week, but didn't get the chance to, so I am filling you guys in this week. And for those of you listening, I want to thank you for tuning in, because I really didn't advertise as much as I would for this show. But if you're tuning in, it just means you are a hardcore fan, and I am appreciative of you because you remembered what time to tune in to find out what's shaking, and I appreciate you for that. And so now, switching subjects, I just touched you guys up on what's happening in the NBA. And now I'm going to talk to you guys about something really, really kind of strange. When I say strange, I mean, for upcoming shows to come, I'm going to have guests. And this is kind of topics that I want to discuss with my guests. This Amber Rose is, how do I describe her? She is a celebrity in this. And what she does is she claims she, I like her, but I do not support her slut walk, because it is just, it's just not something I stand for. So this is what she does. I'm on her page and I'm reading this to you guys. She says, "Get to walk early. It's the Amber Rose Slut Walk Festival is a completely inclusive space. This event will have a zero tolerance policy on all hateful language, racism, sexism, ableism, fat shaming, transphobia, or any kind of bigotry. Further, we recognize that shaming, oppression, assault, and violence have disproportionately impacted marginalized groups, including women of color, transgender people, and sex workers. And thus, we are actively working to center these groups in this event." Okay, I don't understand how a mother would put on a show like this. I'm not for this. It doesn't make me not like her, like not be a fan of hers, but it makes me kind of question what kind of role model she's trying to be to people, to younger girls. How are you supporting girls to call each other sluts and hoes and say, "It's okay, own up to it"? I am not for that. I feel like as a role model that people look up to her as, I don't think she should put that as her platform. And somebody who usually I would never actually listen to, his name is Benzino, he was very outspoken on that. He stated that she should have done better. And she is actually very bold when it comes to this slut walk. She feels empowered. Like, it's just ridiculous. I'm gonna play you what Benzino said. I'm gonna play you guys. Just listen to what Benzino said.
Okay, check this out, right? Like, I'm really confused. So, y'all are complaining about women who give themselves up to men because they're in the limelight, okay? Then, if get mad when somebody judges them for it, you get mad if somebody says, "Oh, she's a hoe," whatever, but then stick up for the person who's basically embracing it. Like, I'm confused. Like, which one is it? Like, the whole slut walk thing started in Australia for rape. This has nothing to do with rape. This is basically embracing that, oh, well, it's okay for me to sleep with 1,000 men, and, you know, I should be held to the same standard as a men are. Y'all are bugging, man. And real talk here, I got a daughter, and she's not falling for it. So I could give a fuck.
Yeah, that's what Benzino had to say about that. And I would never agree with Benzino anything, but I agree with him on this particular subject. That was that really, he really put her in her place with saying that. And she actually had something to say back. She said, he posted a picture and he said, "Thank God my 19-year-old daughter doesn't follow this garbage. Thank God she hasn't, she has parents to guide her from this BS. This SHIT needs guidance. This is exactly what we don't need. What WTF has happened to us as a society? Where we condone and support this BS? I'm starting to hate this industry." And Amber Rose responded and said, "Hey, Benzino, one day someone will call your daughter a slut, hoe, whore, etc. for no reason at all besides the fact that she's beautiful, confident, possibly if she wears something sexy and, or God forbids, gets sexually assaulted, victim blamed. Please educate yourself on what the movement is before you speak so ignorantly. You're welcome to visit," yada, yada, her Amber Rose stuff. But my thing is, she never did not say what her movement, I just went to her website, it is trying to tell people who are called slut and whores and stuff to be okay with that. Like, yes, I'm a slut. Like, why not tell girls, go to college, do this and do that? Amber Rose used to be, she's a former stripper, and she feels like she wants to support other strippers because her hard life come up is what is pushing her to have these slut walks, which I'm not having a full understanding of it, but I do not support her having, this is what I was saying earlier about, like, people using their platforms for positivity, like when Kevin Durant used his to go to San Quentin, she's using hers for negativity. Like, this is what we don't need. This is what, as a society, we need to stand up for. We need to stand against things like this. And people that are supporting it, I think they have a different perspective. Maybe they think it is right. I'm short of words. Sorry, I just yawned. But switching subjects to role models, Solange Knowles just dropped her album, and it is amazing. It is so good. I think I have another 5 minutes to go on break or something, but I want you guys to hear this because it is amazing. It is different. It is, she's a woman of her word. She is just, she really sends off power with this album, and I want you guys to listen to this because it is good. I'm going to play you guys this one called "Don't Touch My Hair." Because as an African-American female, I feel this song on another level. And you guys are going to love it. So stay tuned and listen to "Don't Touch My Hair" by Solange Knowles. Here at radio.dominican.edu.
Don't touch my hair. When it's the feelings I wear. Don't touch my soul. It's a rhythm I know. Don't touch my crown. They see the vision I've found. Don't touch what's there. When it's the feelings I wear, they don't understand what it means to me. To go where we meant to go. They don't understand what it means to me. Where we chose to go, where we meant to go. You know this here is my shit. Roll the ride, I gave the time. But this here is mine. You know this here is my shit. Roll the ride, I gave the time.
Welcome back. I just wanted you guys to get a little snippet of that. So it's just, that song, just, I love it, just because I feel it on a whole nother level. Don't touch my hair. Don't do it. Just don't touch my hair. It's easy. Like, it's different because just don't touch African-American girls' hair. Don't touch any black girls. Just don't touch your hair. Like, I know my friends and my teammates that are white, they tell me they love getting their hair played with. I don't. So don't touch my hair. And salons just really hit the nail on the head with that one. So I just wanted you guys to hear a little snippet. That was not a break. That was just you guys listening to a snippet of Don't Touch My Hair. Now going back on that Amber Rose and her slut walk topic. I really wanted my radio show to be a Kardashian-free show. But I just had to put... First, I'm going to talk about Amber Rose's best friend, Blac Chyna, who's engaged or married to one of the Kardashians named Rob Kardashian. He has just... Their show is a mess. I do not watch it. I do not stand for BS, so I do not condone of things that do not send positivity to the air. So if it's not something that I could benefit from, something that can give me knowledge or help me help me in some way besides, like, not something that is just like a bland, weird, uncomfortable show, then I'm not gonna listen to that. So that's the reason why I don't watch that show. I do not watch the Kardashians. But I want you guys to just listen to what Wendy Williams said to Rob Kardashian. She pretty much set him straight. The Kardashians are just thirst-hungry people, and I really didn't want to talk about this, but I'm touching on this subject just because it's really fresh right now, and I want you guys to... Wendy Williams, you know, I like her because she does speak the truth. And in this video I'm about to show you guys, she really set the Kardashians straight with this one. Cause first let me tell you guys who Rob Kardashian is. Rob Kardashian is the only male Kardashian he's the only brother, and he ended up marrying his sister's boyfriend's baby mother. So it's just a hot mess, and I'm playing this for you guys because Wendy Williams is somebody who gets a lot of backlash because they say she's rude, they say she's this, but on this particular, what she said right here is really... What she said right here, it's so true. It really needs, like, I want to clap for her because she really did hit all the nails on the head on this one. And hitting the nail on the head is an analogy I used a lot. And so I want you guys to really just understand where she is coming from. Like, I like Wendy Williams just because she tells it as it is, and she's unapologetic about it. She doesn't care what your opinion is. She's gonna say hers, and if you feel a certain way about it, then that's that. Until you clarify your understanding about what the issue is, then she's just gonna, it's gonna be just what she believes is right. And I'm here for it. I support you, Wendy. And that is why I think when she said that the Kardashians need to help their brother out, it's so true. And so when I show you guys this video, I want to explain why she said what she said before I show you guys what happened. So Rob and Chyna have a show, and it is just, they're the only Kardashians on the show because the sisters, obviously his younger sister is not gonna support him and his baby mother, whom happens to be her boyfriend's her boyfriend's baby's mother. Like, China is now pregnant for Rob Kardashian after she just had a baby with Rob's sister's boyfriend. So it's the family's a hot mess, and they need guidance. So just stay tuned right here, and let me just play for you guys as I've just explained who they are. I'm gonna play for you what Wendy said. Stay tuned.
I'm tapped out. I'm done. I can't do it anymore. I can't do it anymore. You know, China's mom, Tokyo Tony, demanded to see Rob's phone to check if he's cheating. Well, no, take a look at this.
So you think she gonna want a baby with no father around? She didn't have a father around.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want my boy to be the dad. I want to give her nothing. I don't want him to be that way.
Are you cheating on her, Rob?
That's what he says to me.
Are you cheating?
No.
Give me your cell phone. Open it up. You don't need to look.
My thing is, I just don't like to see people being disrespected repeatedly on TV. You know, you do it once, you do it twice. You know, everybody slips up. You know, she might slip and call him a name or something like that. But no, this is regular and steady. Rob, Tokyo Tony, and Blac Chyna have ripped your man parts off. And you want to know what? I am over here pumping my fist for them. And I'm going to tell you why. Because, Rob, you allow that to happen. Yes. Your mom, who apparently doesn't give a damn about how you're being perceived on TV, and your sisters have tapped out. Yes. But forget the sisters. They're busy with their own lives. This is where your mom, Rob, needs to come into your life and tell you, son, I can't see you on TV like this. Now, if you want to have a baby with this woman who's disrespecting you at every turn and her mom whose nose is all in you all's business, then that's one thing. But I'm going to call Ryan Seacrest right now, and we're pulling the plug on this entire operation. Like, as a mom, like, how do you watch that? And then he's so awkwardly uncomfortable with himself. Everything about him exudes, I have no confidence. And it's not even about his size, it's about how he carries himself. Like, he mumbles when he talks. He wears the same clothes every day. I mean, not the same ones. I'm sure he has, you know, 50 pair of black sweatpants and 50 black t-shirts. But you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
And you wanna know why I'm rooting for Tokyo Tony and Blac Chyna? Because if somebody is gonna let you do that to them, and your only way off the pole is to, you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is not exactly a girl who went to medical school and graduated from Cornell. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean that in a, let's be real. You know, Tokyo Tony had Blac Chyna when she was really young, so she ain't exactly Mensa. In terms of her formal education and, you know, something to fall back on. So in the meantime, they've fallen back on Rob, who's got plenty of fluff to fall on.
And so that right there, I really applaud Wendy. So you guys just kind of listen to how I think that Wendy just hit the nail on the head, and Rob, China and her mom are using Rob, and his mom, Kris Jenner, is known for just using her kids to make money, making sure they're good, and she needs to help her only son out. She needs to help Rob out. He's gained a lot of weight. He's gone through a disaster of a life. He just put his sister's number out the other day, but that is another subject that we will have to touch, because I really cannot stand the Kardashians. And just sticking to this topic on the Kardashians, here is another PR stunt they try to pull. Kim Kardashian supposedly got robbed in Paris, but there is no sighting of anything. There's no, what's the word I'm looking for? There is, There's no cameras to prove anything. Kim Kardashian Snapchats her life away. But supposedly she got robbed. And let me just tell you this straight. First, it was $6 million worth of stuff. Now it's $10 million worth of stuff. First, it was one ring. Now it's two rings. So it's like, what's the truth? And I believe this is all a scam. It's fake. They just want to stay relevant. First, it was their dad is now a mom. First, it was the girlfriend is marrying this. Like, Kardashians, just chill. We're over it. It's annoying. You're never going to hear me talk about these family ever again. They're so irritating. They need to get their life. Like, why can't they just chill? Like, why do they always feel a need? I hate attention seekers, people who just want to be in the media 24/7. Like, just chill. Like, I can't stand them. So, which is why my show henceforth is now Kadash free, Kadash block. Do not want to speak on them. Or else Wendy has something good to say. Then I will hit you guys with that. But staying on the subject of marriage and people getting together, Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt split up. And let me just give you guys a little advice with the little time I have left with you guys. They were together for 10 years and Jennifer Aniston was with Brad Pitt. Let me give you a summary. Jennifer Aniston was with Brad Pitt before Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt did a movie. The name just skipped my mind. And then Angelina Jolie like swooped in and took Brad Pitt from Jennifer Aniston. Sweet, nice Jennifer Aniston. Just a nice actress, nice person. And you know, I could have just told Angelina Jolie then and there, that relationship is not gonna work out. You are a homewrecker. How do you expect to wreck a home and leave a happy lifestyle with somebody else who was somebody else's man? Like, how do you expect that? So when I saw Daily Mail print a picture of, Daily News print a picture with the cover of Jennifer Aniston smiling and cheesing hard with the caption, Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie split up. That was hilarious to me. That was great. And I just want to give a word of advice to people out there. Get your own. Don't wait for somebody else's relationship to be in shambles and try to swoop in on that. Just get your own. Like, be, oh my God, let me not be like, people are just, there's just so many people out there trying to eat off other people's plate and not worried about getting their own. Like, why do people feel the need? Why do people feel the need to not work hard to get theirs? Like, why, if you see somebody happy, let them be. You see two people happy, let them be. Find your own. Get your own man. People are just so ridiculous nowadays. Like, I really wish, if it's one thing I can't stand people who are gold diggers, who just can't let people be happy in what they do. I can't. I'm a firm believer. I'm a feminist. I'm woman power, girl power all the way. But if you are gonna try to eat off another person's plate, if you see somebody happy and you want to take that away just for your selfish reasons, I do not stand for that. And I will say something. If it's something I have control of, I'm not gonna let that happen. Like, let people be. Let them be happy. And so on that note, I'm gonna go on my very last break. And make sure you stay here on Penguin Radio. At radio.dominican.edu, you're listening to DJ Cheeks. This is my very last break before I introduce my next colleague. So stay tuned here at radio.dominican.edu. Gucci bandana, Gucci, Gucci bandana, 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 Gucci bandana. Gucci, Gucci bandana, Gucci bandana, Gucci, Gucci bandana, Gucci bandana, Gucci, Gucci bandana, Gucci bandana, Gucci, Gucci bandana. It's all the boy tell 'em, I rap with Charlie Low. I got so much snow, Gucci head to toe, chain on chill, watch on freeze. So much ice, I got you looking like Chinese. Gucci shades, but they still can't hide me. I hit the club 18 with no ID.
shoes at the doormat. It ain't just be tight. My chain say hello, my watch say goodbye, and I still look right. This is the good life. This Gucci bandana, it just make me look tight.
Gucci bandana, Gucci, Gucci bandana. 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 Gucci bandana, Gucci, Gucci bandana.
Hey, welcome back to DJ Cheeks. This is radio.dominican.edu. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to DJ Cheeks here at radio.dominican.edu. And I'm just wrapping up my show on what's shaking. And I've given you guys a lot of information, and I know it's a lot to take in, but you guys are sticking in here with me. And I'm going to hit you guys with one last inspirational quote before I leave, which I told you guys I'd do every show. So here it is. This is Oprah, and just listen.
There really aren't.
Oh, one sec. Sorry, one second. My music was still playing, but this is Oprah.
No mistakes. There really aren't any, because you have a supreme destiny. When you're in your little mind, in your little personality mind, where you're not centered, where you really don't know who you are, that you come from something greater and bigger, and that we really all are the same. When you don't know that, you get all flustered. You get stressed all the time, wanting something to be what it isn't. There is a supreme moment of destiny calling on your life. Your job is to feel that, to hear that, to know that. And sometimes when you're not listening, you get taken off track. You get in the wrong marriage, the wrong relationship, you take the wrong job. Yeah, but it's all leading to the same path. There are no wrong paths. There are none. There's no such thing as failure, really, because failure is just that thing trying to move you in another direction. So you get as much from your losses as you do from your victories. There are no mistakes. There really aren't any.
Thank you guys for tuning in to What's Shaking. And this is DJ Cheeks. Up next is my colleague, DJ Gaines. You guys should listen to her. She has a lot of advice for you freshmen. So thank you for listening to me. DJ Cheeks is clocking out. Stay tuned here at radio.dominican.edu. Thank you.